Praise God. Aren't you glad for all Jesus has done for you? Amen. Amen. Well, I'll tell you, we have kind of a guest, but I don't think he counts as a guest, who's with us today. He was with us yesterday, and we had a tremendous time, as Sister D mentioned, and thanks as well to so many of you who helped make that day happen. But Evangelist Gerald Mahan has been here a number of times before, but his first time here with me. But I heard about you before I ever came to Silver Spring, because your pastor brags on you. And when I was in New York, and I'm telling the truth, too, when I was in New York, it was the first time I ever heard about you, because Pastor West from First Assembly over in Alexandria was telling me already, hey, I got a guy you need to bring to New York. I came here and we got you here, so that worked out good. Yeah, so I already had great things about him. He's a great blessing to the body of Christ, to the family of God. He truly is an evangelist in the truest sense of the word. And there's a lot of folks who call themselves evangelists, and maybe they preachers, but I don't know if they're evangelists. This brother's an evangelist. He really is. It's what he does. So would you give him a warm welcome as he comes? What a great blessing he's been to us already this weekend. Amen.
Us a big round of applause. Come on, he's Lord of Lords. Come on, he's King of Kings. Come on, he's the Lord of the Valley. Come on, he's the bright and morning star. Come on, he's a wonderful counselor. He's the Savior of the world. His name is Jesus Christ. Thank God. David said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. He said in Psalms 34, I'll bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Thank you so much, Silver Spring Assembly of God. I just felt God's presence here. God is moving by his spirit. And every time I've been here, I have felt God's presence. I want to say today, you are truly blessed to have Pastor James. Come on, church. James William and his lovely wife. Come on, let's give God some praise for the great shepherd. Come on, church. Man after God's heart. Glory to God. Man that loves God, loves his family, loves his church. He loves his church. And I appreciate him so much opening his doors for us to come and worship with you all this morning. We thank God so much for Melanie and the group, man. You all are just great, man. Lifting up the name of Jesus, rushing in the Holy Spirit. I could just feel the presence of God. Some people say, well, Brother Mahan, it's not about the feeling. How many know I love to feel them goosebumps running up down my arm? Glory to God. Great ushering in the Holy Spirit. I had a wonderful time. Melissa and the crew did a great job yesterday at Fall Festival. What a great time to see everybody working together and fellowshipping together and breaking bread. It was a great time yesterday. Keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate you so much from the bottom of my heart. We thank God so much. I had a wonderful time in Sunday school class this morning. Debbie and Brother Maxwell and Brother Jesse, my God, they set the place on fire over there today. They were fired up for the things of God. And once again, it's so good to have my lovely wife with me one more time. I love that girl. My God, I love that girl. Glory to God. She's still my cheerleader in the seventh grade. How many want to see that yell she did in the seventh grade? Anybody want to see that yell she did in the seventh grade? How many want to see that yell she did in the seventh grade? Glory to God. She going to get me for this one. But I'll be playing that basketball. I didn't have Air Nikes on. I had PR Flyers on. Come on, church. Right. Go over to God. I'd people on the sideline in seventh grade. I'd be bouncing that ball. And she would say, Gerald, he's my man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Go over to God. That was automatic, too. Honey, you want to jump up and say something? Go over to God.
I do have that extra breath that I could speak loud enough if I had to. But I thank God for Jesus this Amen. Morning. I love him. I love him. I love him. I give honor to your wonderful pastor, and also let your wife know that we are praying for her. And of course, this miracle husband whom I still love so much.
Glory to God. Take your time.
And each and every one of you, it is good to be back home. We have enjoyed so much coming to Silver Springs Assembly of God. I was thinking about a scripture when he said, did you want to say something this morning? I said, okay. Titus 2 and 14 came to mind. It says, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all our iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work.
All right.
And as I was listening in Sunday school this morning, and all I could hear Sister Debbie say was, God said all, that all iniquity came to mind.
Yeah.
That he doesn't do of this sin or that sin. He forgave us of all of our sin. And that is all inclusive of everything that we've ever done, everything we've ever thought in life. God redeemed us with his own blood.
Amen.
It wasn't by the blood of goats or calves, but they said that he entered in once into the holy place. And he did it for who? And you know what? You can take it personal. He did it for you. I want to just say God bless you, and I thank God that God is still moving. We can always depend on him. And you know what? That's what we need to do. We're depending on everything else and everybody else. But it's Jesus and Jesus alone that we need. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for my lovely wife. I appreciate her so much. I always tell her, she's always speaking sometime. And I said, honey, you keep going like this. I'm going to preach one night. You're going to preach one night. And she said, Gerald, don't you call me. Let God call me. Amen. Glory to God. But how many know I put it to work? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. This morning, I just want to talk a little bit and share. I do mission trips every year. Take mission trips overseas. We've been all over the world taking mission trips for the last 26 years. We've been all over. And then I go back to my hometown in West Virginia. And this year I had over 100 volunteers trained, taught on reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, sharing our faith. We gave away computers and bicycles and laptops and computers and groceries. Just a great outpouring of the Spirit of God. Many souls were saved for the glory of God. Would you show that clip this morning?
To my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. True that this is a day that the Lord has made, a day that we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad to be here in this wonderful town of West Virginia, Welch, West Virginia. We're looking forward to a great time today. People lining up, coming in. We're going to give away TVs, laptops, backpacks with all the school supplies, groceries, Walmart gift cards, McDonald's gift cards, bicycles. My God, we are loaded. We're going to bless these people today. I'm so excited. I can't wait for a few minutes when they come in. We just want to love them today and build them up in the things of God. God is good.
Broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive? Show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away. But what if we could be a people on our knees as one before the King? 'Cause we believe. All the world starts changing when the church starts praying. Strongholds start to break. Oh, when we pray, prison walls start shaking at the sound of praising. Nothing stays the same. Oh, when we pray. Oh, oh, oh. When we pray. Oh, 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 oh. I see revival. And I see hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out of faith. Because we will be a people on our knees as one before the King. 'Cause we believe. Hey! All the world starts changing when the church starts praying. Walls start shaking at the sound of praising. Nothing.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We give God all the praise and all the glory for the great things he's doing. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to open up to Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 23. Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 23. Glory to God. How many want to help me run the devil out of Maryland?
Come on.
Glory to God. One, two. How many want to help me run him out your house?
Yeah.
One, two, four. How many want to help me run him off your job?
All right.
I got a lot of work to do here this morning. Glory to God. Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 23. And the Lord said unto the servants, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. God, we thank you that you're moving by your spirit. We realize today that it's not by our might, it's not by our power, but it's by your spirit, God. And Father, I pray today that you would touch every individual here today. I pray we will leave here knowing we have been in your presence today. I pray that you would heal, save, deliver, set free in this house today, all for the glory of God. And God, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
it's time
to take the gospel to the streets.
Streets.
Look at your other neighbor. Now you got to move your hand with it. Say, neighbor,
it's time
for us
to take the gospel to the streets.
Now turn around and look at the person behind you. Say, neighbor,
it's time for us.
To take the gospel to the streets.
Street.
If you believe it, give God some praise right now. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time to take the gospel to the streets, and God simply desires to see all repent and to be saved. The Apostle Paul told young Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. The truth will set you free. People say, well, Brother Mahan, what is the gospel when we go to the streets? First of all, it's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when I think about the word of God, God knew people needed to be saved. My number one point here today. How many know God knew people needed to be saved?
Amen.
Glory to God. How many thank God that he saved you one day?
Yes.
Glory to God. God gave his son the name Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. And God's heart for the lost motivated the Father to send his son to be our Savior. When I think about the word of God, Jesus being my Savior, when the word of God says, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. God, our God, has a big heart for the lost, has a big heart for the people of the world. And when I think about the word of God here today, the enemy will try to do everything he can to try to stop us from reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. He'll try to do everything he can to try to stop us from going forth. But I thank God today that the word of God says in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men grant slackness, but is long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. When I think about the word of God, how many know we are saved by grace today? Not a works, lest any man should boast. It is a gift of God. And when I think about God loved us so much that he would save a man like me, a man that walked point in Vietnam, two Purple Hearts, everybody said I'll never be anything, but how many thank God that I heard the gospel, I heard the truth, I heard I could be victorious, I heard that I could walk in victory, and today I'm not just a conqueror because Jesus saved me, but I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Somebody ought to give God some praise this morning, because God is on your side. Woo! Glory to God. I was witnessing to a lady the other day, and she walked up to me, and I was talking to her, my wife and I, and she told me, she said, well, you know, I don't go to church no more. Glory to God. There's so many hypocrites. Come on, church. Come on, church. I said, do you go to the grocery store? She said, yes. I said, have you ever seen any hypocrites in there? Come on, church. She said, well, there's too many hypocrites. She said, one time I was on fire for God, but right now I'm not where I should be. And I looked at it and I flipped my Bible over. I said, let me tell you what the Bible says about a backslider. The word of God says in Luke chapter 15, verses 4 through 7, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose the one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that one which he, when he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder rejoicing. And when he comes home, he comes together, calls his friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice for me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. And they all get together and they rejoice. I began to share my faith with her. I told her, we walk by faith and not by sight. She said, well, how do you stay in the house of God? I said, first of all, the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I said, when you put God first, go into God. I'm not running to the world because ain't nothing out there. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Come on, church. God is on my side, and God will bring me through by the power of God. Next thing I know, tears came down her eyes. She rededicated her life to Christ. I have good news for you today. People need Jesus. If you believe it, give God some praise right now by the power of God. Come on, church. How many of people need Jesus? Glory to God. Christ came to save us and to bring us out of that darkness and bring us into the marvelous light. And when you put your faith in God, how many believe he'll bring you through?
All right.
One, two, three. Come on, church. How many believe when you put your faith in God, God will bring you through? Glory to God. How many ever seen God bring you out of a situation you couldn't bring yourself out of? Come on, church. How many been going through something? You look up and you say, God, I don't know how this happened, but I know one thing. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power of the work of it. God, I don't know, but Romans 8:31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? God, I don't know how you're working it out, but all things work together for the good to them that love God and the call according to his purpose. Glory to God. I say, I'm not only saved, but I'm Holy Ghost filled, devil stopper. Love God with all my heart, standing on the word of God. And the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the living God will raise up a standard. Glory to God. How many know that church will not be defeated? Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Come on, church. Come on, church! Come on, church! Call it to God. Call it to God. When you stand on that word, I got good news for you. Glory to God. When God changed my life, glory to God, people say, well, Brother Mahan, drugs have messed your mind up. You will never be able to remember scripture. But I said, the word of God, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. Come on, church. Glory to God. Wish that devil would try something. Come on, church. Come on, church. Glory to God. How many know you can be victorious when you say?
That's right.
Come on, church. How many know when you're saved, you can be victorious? Don't walk around feeling in the pot of pat, living in yesterday. Forget those things which are behind and press towards that mark, which is a high calling in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. When God changed my life, if he can deliver an alcoholic, 7 detox sinners in and out of jail, separated from my wife, sleeping in the streets of Washington, D.C., and put the Spirit of God in me and change my life by the power of God, God specializes in saving sinners. Come on, church! Come on, church! Hey, give it 5, brother! Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor!
Neighbor!
Fast, I love it up here. My God, my God, my God. Let me tell you this. I love God so much. We were getting ready to catch a flight from Alexandria. We got up to the church, and I told Phyllis we got a few minutes before we get our cab to go down and catch our flight. And I said, let's go by McDonald's. We went by McDonald's. How many know I love McDonald's? How many know I love that 2 for $2? Come on, Chess. Glory to God. So I went through and I said, give me 2 and glory to God. I told him, give me a flappy. Anybody know what one of them karma flappies is? Flappy anyway. Come on, flappy, floppy, or whatever it is. What is it called? I know it's something flappy or floppy or something. Come on, church. Anyway. Anyway. I got the order, got down to get the order. So I witnessed to the one that up there, and witnessed to the one that took me. He said, man, I'm already saved, but there's a couple down there that need to hear the gospel. Come on, church. How many know people lead people to the Lord? There are 2 down there need it. Glory to God. So I get down, I told the guy, I said, man, look, before you get my order, just let me share my faith with you. Let me tell you what God's done in my life. God changed my life, set me free, and whom the Son of God set free is free indeed. He said, man, what have you been through, man? I said, man, let me tell you, man, I was on Wild Irish Rose, Thunderbird, Jack Daniels, MD 2020, Budweiser, Coke 45, glory to God, 7 detox centers. I tried AA, NA, nay, nay, may, nay, E, nay. Fake it till you make it. Come on, Jeff. Glory to God. He said, man, I'm right there now. Glory to God. Can God do something for me? I said, brother, let me tell you, the Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, thee Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man is made unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. He said, slow it down, not so fast. I said, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. The Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The Bible says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I said, rejoice. He said, man, how in the world you got all that joy? I said, brother, God changed my life by the power of God. He wants to change your life, even though you got the 2 for $2, but God wants to change your life by the power of God. Glory to God. He said, man, can you pray for me with all that fire? How you get that fire, man? I said, brother, it's just like fire shut up in his bones. You hear me? I said, it's just like fire shut up in his bones. My nickname is Gerald Fire Shut Up In His Bones, man. Glory to God. So I end up leading him to the Lord. Lead him to the Lord, tears coming down his eyes. I go to my home church the next week to preach in my church, and guess who I see? See him sitting in the congregation. He was the manager of McDonald's, gave his heart to Christ 2 weeks ago. Glory to God. Two weeks ago, he was on the men's retreat with us, and he looked at me and he said, brother, thank you for stopping in McDonald's. I said, when I come back the next time, you're going to pay for the meal. Glory to God. Glory to God. But I got good news for your church. People need Jesus everywhere. People need Jesus all over. People need Jesus. I don't always understand, but I share my faith every day in my life. If God's done something in your life, how many know you got to tell somebody? You got to tell somebody how we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We must take this gospel outside the walls. Not only people need to be saved, but how many know people needed to be loved?
Yeah.
Come on, church. How many know people need to be loved?
Yeah.
Glory to God. People say, well, Brother Mahan, how do we love people? You have me quote this scripture. I quote it all the time. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. So God loves us so much that he sent his son. I got good news for you. The Bible says in Mark 2:17, when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The Bible says in Matthew 9:36, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Well, the word compassion, it means a deep awareness of the suffering of another couple with the wish of to relieve it. The Webster defines the word compassion as pity and sympathy. From the Greek, compassion is defined as the inward affection, pity and sympathy, and yearning. Compassion in action. Compassion moves. It does not set still. It does not endure the problem. And it surely does not turn away when someone is in need. How many know people need Jesus and people need to be loved? How many thank God that you're loved by Jesus? You are loved by God. Do I have anybody want more of God? Do I have any God lovers in the house today that want more of God? If you want more of God, let me see you give God some praise right now by the power of God. Come on, church. God loved me and I love God. Woo! Glory to God. How many know God knew people needed to be loved?
That's right.
How many know it's a good feeling if somebody encourage you?
Right.
Glory to God. How many know if I want a good meal, I just encourage my wife. She cook all the time, but I encourage her like, come on, church. I'm always encouraging her. Glory to God. I told her the other morning, she got up and I said, honey, let me tell you, you're the best wife in the world, honey. I just love you. And glory to God. I just love you. You look so pretty. I'm going to God. I don't know what I'll do without you. Glory to God. I just love you so much. She said, Gerald, what you want for breakfast? Come on, Jerry. Glory to God. Glory to God. The more I tell her how much I love her, glory to God. She said, how you want your eggs? I said, over easy. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said, honey, I don't know what I'll do without you. You number one. You the one, baby. You the one. She said, I better be the only one. Come on, church. Glory to God. But I was loving to build up in the things of God. I'm here to tell you today, church, love your family. Love your wife. Love your church. Love your people. And love God. Come on, church. Because God knew people needed to be loved. Somebody ought to give God some praise. If you know you love by God, let me see you give him some praise right now. Come on. Come on, church. I know. I'm loved by God. Give me five, man. God knew people needed to be loved. How many know it's a good feeling to know that God loves you? When you're going through something, you can stand on the word of God. We don't run to the world because we know God loves us. When the Bible says, how many know I love that Bible? The Bible says this in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. I've learned to know that God loves me. I'm crucified self. The Bible says in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I know the Bible says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I know that God loves it because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I know God will bring me through the valley is not mine. I know I can do all things through Christ right. Which strengthens me. I know the devil is defeated and Jesus has won the battle. And because he won the battle, I have the victory right. And I know God loves right. Me with an everlasting love. I know he'll not fail me. He'll not forsake right. Me because Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Give God some praise right now. Come on, church. Do I have any fireballs in this house? Do I have any fireballs in this house that love God? If you're a lover of God, let me see you give God some praise right now by the power of God. My God, I preach myself happy. Come on, church. Glory to God. People need to be loved. Glory to God. Pastor, I love this church, man. My God, my God, my God. Let me say this. Every Christian is either a witness, either for or against Jesus. Will we be a witness for Christ? Well, the Bible says, John 4:35, say not there yet 4 months, and then there cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. Well, the Bible says in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. How many know when I go to sleep, I'm still quoting scripture? Come on, church. How many know I quote scriptures while I'm saying, God, I don't always understand God. God, I know, why submit yourself to your husband, for this is right in law. God, I don't always understand, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to be the one on his name. I mean, know when you got that kind of spirit, everything is going to be all right. Realize God loves you. Don't play. Just give God praise and glory and honor. The Bible teaches us in Luke 4:18-19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken heart, to preach the liberty to the captives, to recover sight to the blind, and set at liberty to them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I mean, I believe America needs a revival. Come on, church.
Genuine move of God. Glory to God. The Bible says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, he promised that he'll forgive our sins and he would heal our land. When I look at this text right here today, I look at the word of God here in Luke 14, where the word of God says, a certain man had a great supper and bid many, and sent his servants to supper time to say to them,
there will be come, for all things are now ready, and they all with one consent became made his gift. Glory to God, the first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must need go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. Another one said, I have bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray you have me excused. I got good news for your church. Glory to God, it's time for us to go quickly into the
highways and streets and lane, and to bring the lost in like never before. Jesus said, and the Lord said unto the servants, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Glory to God, church. We haven't seen anything yet right here in this church. We will see this house filled for the glory of God. We will see blind eyes open. We will see people healed. We will see miracles take place. We will see, come on, church, God is not through with Springfield. Glory to, come on, church, God is not through with Silver Spring Assembly of God. Give God some praise right now. We're going to love people. We're going to love them. We're going to love people. Glory to God. I believe without a shadow of a doubt, when we love people and we love God, we will see people changed by the power of God. The Great Commission must go forth. Well, the Bible teaches us, in Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. How many believe we need to be filled with the Spirit of God? Yeah. One, two. Come on, if you don't have your hand up, I'm coming to get you. In the booth back there. How many believe we need to be filled with the Spirit of God? Yeah. Come on, just how many of you full of the Spirit of God? No devil in hell can stop you.
Come on, just you full of the Spirit of God. You full of the Word of God. Glory to God. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, after Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, him and came to him and asked him,
question, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone to be made bread. But Jesus came back and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. When we love the God and we got the Spirit of God in us, we got the power and the authority. Come on, church, and lay hands on the sick. We have the power to cast out devils. Come on, church. We have the power to stand up.
People.
Come on, put your hand like this. Say, God, new people, need to be saved. God, new people, needed to be loved. God, new people, needed to be loved. Give God some praise right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My last point here today. How many know God knew people needed to be set free?
Yes.
Glory to God. How many believe that God can set people free?
That's right.
Glory to God. God can set people free. Well, the Bible teaches us about freedom. It's a good feeling to be free from the things of the world. When I think about being set free, God has a heart to set people free. How many believe there's absolutely nothing too hard for God? How many believe God can do anything but fail? We walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes we just got to say, God, I don't always understand, but God, I know one thing. I'm going to stand on the word of God. When you set me free, I'm not going back to the dump. Come on, church. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to keep looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm going to stay in the house of God. We need to develop a prayer time, a time that we can go for. And the Bible says in Psalms 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. If you get a taste of Jesus, how many believe you'll never be the same? If you get one genuine touch from God, you will never be the same. I'm going to God. I feel my help coming on here today. If God has set you free from something you couldn't set yourself free from, let me see you just giving praise right now for setting you free for something you couldn't set yourself free. Give God some praise right now. Come on. Church, my thing was drugs. I couldn't set myself free, but God set me free. Cody, look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor,
yeah.
And Brother Mahan, something, man. You've been set free. I share this sometime. Guy told me one time, he said, Brother Mahan, he said, man, you've been free. He said, man, I want to take you out to dinner. He said, but I want you to be cool. He said, man, don't go in that restaurant and act up, man. I want you to be cool. I said, okay, come on, let's go. He opened the door, I walked in like this. He said, I'm not talking about that kind of cool. I'm not talking about that kind of cool. He said, I'm not talking about that cool. I said, man, I just got to tell somebody I've been set free, man. I can't keep this thing to myself. I've been set free. So the lady came on. She said, could I help you? I said, yeah, ice water with a lemon. Go over to God. Do you know Jesus? Jesus set me free from drugs. Alcohol set me free. He said, there you go, Brother Mahan. I told you not to show off. Go over to God. I said, just be cool. Just be cool. You be cool. Everything going to be all right. Go over to God. Go over to God. I end up leading her to the Lord. Go over to God. She go back and get five more. And she said, hey, these five right here need Jesus too. She go back and get five. Wait to bring the five over. Said they need Jesus too. I end up leading them five. Then I told him, I said, all right, now you free from something, you pray for him. He started praying. He couldn't stop praying. Come on, church. Glory to God. I said, man, you be cool. Come on, church. Glory to God. But I got good news for your church. When you've been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ, you cannot hold that thing to yourself. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I got good news for you. I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed to tell a lost and dying world I've been set free by the blood of Jesus. Give God some praise right now. Jesus sets the captives free. Come on, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Woo! Glory to God. I'll tell it all over the world. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Glory to God. How many want that kind of fire? One, two. I hear some people say, I don't want that kind, that much fire, but I want some fire, but I don't want that much. I just want a little bit. Glory to God. Church, let me say this. When you've been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ, we will go out of these walls and we will tell people about what God has done in your life. Never be ashamed to testify.
That's right.
Of the miracle working power.
That's right.
And the grace of God.
Amen.
Been living for Jesus 29 years now. It was April the 12th, 7:30 p.m., 1989. Sitting in that detox center, separated from Phyllis, had been through 7 30-day programs in and out of jail. But that day, when a brother shared the gospel, literally changed my life. I went into a ministry called Teen Challenge. And now I'm on the executive board of Teen Challenge, preaching Teen Challenges all overseas, all over the world. Just preaching in Swaziland, Teen Challenge, all over the world, telling people that I've been set free. May not be drugs and alcohol, but if you've been set free from something, you should testify
yeah.
of the miracle working power and the grace of God. I feel God. I'm going to obey the Spirit of God. Every head bowed, every eye closed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I feel God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Don't look around to the left or the right, but God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Today he wants to do something in your life. Smith Wigglesworth said this. He was never satisfied with just a cup full, a bucket full of the Holy Spirit. But he wanted more of the Holy Spirit. If his eyes had ever lessened, he knew he was backsliding. Fathers, I travel and preach this gospel all over the world. I'm reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul. Romans 1, 15 and 16. So as much as in me, I'm ready to preach this gospel to you at Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation of everyone that believe it, to the Jew first and also the Greek. Father, this morning in this house, God, perhaps there may be some in here that said, oh God, where are you? Some might be here this morning saying, God, I need a touch. I need a healing. I need a miracle. God, you said in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. If you're here this morning, right where you are sitting, don't look around to the left or the right. But right where you are sitting, you would say, Brother Mahan, I need a change in my life. I need Jesus. I want to make him Lord of my life. If you're here this morning, you would say, that's me. Slip that hand up and say, pray for me. Slip it up. Slip it up. Your hands are going up. Keep them up high. Keep them up high. Don't be ashamed. See the other hands in the back. I see the hands on the right. But the greatest decision I ever made in my life was that day on April the 12th, 7:30 p.m., 1989, when I slipped my hand up and said, I need you, Jesus. Then it changed my life. If you're here today, you would say, Brother Mahan, I've lost the zeal. I've lost my fire. And I need that fire back. Because I want to reach the lost. He's married to the backslider. Right where you're sitting, yes, you and God, and you would say, Brother Mahan, that's me. I need Jesus. I want to rededicate my life. Slip that hand up and say, pray for me. Father, I thank you for the hands that are up right now in Jesus' name. I want to do something this morning. Every hand that went up, I want you to look up at me. Every hand that went up, look up at me. Everyone Jesus called, he called publicly. I want you to step out your seat and walk down this aisle and meet me. Every hand that went up, come. Come. Every hand that went up, come. Come to Jesus. Come. Come. Come to Jesus. Come. Come. Every hand that went up, come. There's still room at the altar. There's still room at the cross. Come. Congregation, look up at me for a minute. Look up at me for a minute. There's still two people. God said, I'll literally change your life. If you will step out and surrender, come. There's two people. Come. Here come one. Still one more. Here come the other one. Come. Hallelujah. Look at me for a minute. The greatest decision you ever make in your life is what you're doing now. Making Jesus Lord of your life. You want that? 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 Congregation, stretch your hands for me. Right here at this altar, slip your hands up like this. Pray this prayer with me this morning. Pray this prayer. Say this prayer with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I confess that I am a sinner. And I ask you, Jesus, to forgive me of all my sins. Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. Jesus, I thank you for saving my soul this day in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.